We all know that being active is a key component to getting and staying fit. But when you're a kid who may also happen to go to a Title I school, which means free lunch for students based on economic need, sometimes getting fit gets put on a back burner. Enter Fit One, the annual race and expo in Boise that aims to get people healthy every day of the year. One mission of Fit One: to get kids healthy. One of the programs involves tracking students' steps and encouraging a bit of friendly competition. Lewis and Clark Elementary School in Caldwell took advantage of that program in September, and the results, frankly, they have been astounding. Joining me to talk about Fit One and its partnership with Idaho schools are Eric Stride, Executive Director of Fit One, and Lee Peebles, Principal at Caldwell's Lewis and Clark Elementary School. I want to welcome both of you to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Eric, I want to start with you. For people that don't know what Fit One is, explain what Fit One is and what your mission truly entails.
Fit One is a 5K, 10K, and half marathon in September, September 22nd this year. We also have a 2-day healthy living expo that's at the Boise Center. So our goal is just to get kids active and moving. It's $20 to register on National Running Day, which is June 6th coming up. And kids 12 and under are free. So we just want to get them active and get those healthy habits started at a young age.
And this goes beyond just that one race day, right?
Absolutely.
And one of the programs that you've incorporated is it's called the Easy Scan program.
Actually, that's a program that Lee created.
So that's a program that you created, Lee.
It's a national program that you can buy into. It's a scanning device that allows you to scan students' QR codes and track the number of laps and miles that they accumulate over the course of the year.
So why did you decide to do that program? You know, what was the catalyst behind it?
Well, we were really fortunate to have this partnership with St. Luke's and to be given the finances to purchase
this track. So that's where it came from.
Yes.
Okay.
And then from there, we built in the walking program using the Easy Scan tracking device.
So Eric, tell me then about these partnerships that you have, because Fit One does raise money. I mean, you take, you know, yes, it costs $20 to register, but that doesn't necessarily just go back in the pocket of Fit One or St. Luke's.
Yeah, it goes back to the community. So this last year, we gave $93,000 to the St. Luke's Children's Hospital. And a portion of that goes to the new pavilion. $25,000 will go to a section that we've made a $100,000 commitment to the new children's pavilion. The rest of those funds go back to what's called the Choice Committee. And we allocate the funds as needed throughout the community. So we've done 3 tracks in Magic Valley and 5 tracks here in the Treasure Valley.
So how did you choose Lewis and Clark Elementary?
Based on need. It was a Title I school and there was not the infrastructure there. So it was a great opportunity to put a track in a community that didn't have a park nearby or the resources available for that neighborhood.
And how long have you had the track now, Lee?
We received the track at the end of the 2016 school year, so spring of 2016. And we started our walking program this year also through funds from the Fit One program that enabled us to buy the Easy Scan program to begin that.
Tell me about what this has done for your student population. And let's start with just putting the track in place.
Yeah. So we started kids, as soon as we put it in, kids wanted to get out and walk on it. And we're so fortunate to actually be right in the middle of a community in Caldwell. So our school is surrounded by the homes of children that attend our school. And so by putting that track in, immediately we had families and community members out and using our facility, not just the playground that they always have been using, but now the track. And so when you would come to our building in the evening or on the weekend over the summer, people were out and they were using it, riding their bikes on it, bringing strollers and young children out. And that started immediately. We recognized then that this is something that we could really take to the next level. And that's when we began the walking program this school year.
And I'm talking with Eric Stride. He is the executive director of Fit One, and Lee Peebles, principal at Caldwell's Lewis and Clark Elementary School. We're talking about Fit One and their mission to get people healthy all across Idaho, and then partnerships that they have, one of the partners being Lewis and Clark Elementary School. Lee, what was it like when you got the news that Fit One wanted to come in and give you a track, a walking and running track?
I couldn't believe it. The excitement that my physical education teacher, Sherry Adams, and I had when we received the information that we were going to get that. We just couldn't believe how fortunate we are to have developed this partnership with St. Luke's. And so we actually had a surprise assembly. The teachers and the kids didn't know that we were getting that money, didn't know that we were getting the track. And St. Luke's and Fit One came in and helped us to just throw a big party about why this is important to be healthy and how these healthy habits start now. What the kids didn't understand was that the track wasn't immediately put in. Then we had to actually build it because they all just went out and started running. We had done a demo of what that track was going to look like, but we knew right then it was going to be something special.
And how does that affect a Title I school? And for people who aren't aware of that, that has to do with, you know, economic need. Mm-hmm. And your school in particular, 100% Title I.
Yeah, the Title I and free and reduced lunch are a little different, although your number of free and reduced lunch may qualify you for being a school-wide Title I or mm-hmm. district-wide Title I. And so we are 100% free breakfast and lunch for students. And it's important that our students have access to quality facilities. And our community and school district is committed to making that happen. And luckily, by having partnerships like we have with St. Luke's, we've been able to do that. So by having those facilities out for students, it encourages kids and families to come out not just during the school day, but also on the evenings, on the weekends, and over the summer.
And then you've got this Easy Scan program. And like mm-hmm. you said, it's like basically an app. Kids can track how much they walk, all of that. Yeah. And you have some competitions in place so these kids can get healthy and have fun.
So it started, the kids scan their QR codes, and our track is an eighth of a mile. So you have to go around the track eight times to get a full mile. And so things started to accumulate really quickly. And as they get certain mile markers, they get tokens that they wear on a necklace at school. We built into the walking program an element of having community and family members come in to walk with our families, and kids get extra walking tokens for having their parents or family members or community members or teachers come and walk with them. And so within a few weeks of starting that program, we started to notice that parents, siblings, grandparents, aunts and uncles were coming out to our track, walking before school, at recess, at lunch. And then it started to get even more competitive with the teachers. Now the teachers are coming out and getting the kids on the track and having conversations with kids before school at lunch and continuing to develop those positive relationships.
So what has that done then beyond the physical? And what I mean by that is when we look at Title I schools in particular, I mean, sometimes the test scores aren't as good because, you know, there are other issues going on, right?
Yeah.
So what has this done for your school as a whole?
We, you know, movement has always been an important element of our school and of our district. And so we've incorporated things like brain breaks and movement breaks mm-hmm. into our day. The track has just enabled us to make that a structured element of our school day. And I could share story after story of connections that we've made between students who are making significant academic progress and tie that back to it's almost at the same trend line as we're seeing with their miles on the track. You know, I shared with St. Luke's when they were there last, we just recently completed our IRI, our Idaho Reading Indicator, our reading fluency assessment that mm-hmm. kids are doing. And we had a student who had been struggling for the last few years. We just hadn't found the right intervention to help that click. And since he started the walking program, he's walked over 130 miles. And he Just since September. And since then, he's actually made so much progress. He's now on grade level in reading. And that's an amazing success story to see that the movement that he's doing at different points in his day, it makes him feel better. And we've seen a correlation to his academic success.
I was going to say, why do you think there is that correlation?
Well, there's a lot of research, specifically brain research, on how movement helps to engage different pieces of your brain. And when we're engaging different parts of our brain, it helps us to learn and also to grab hold of information in a different way. And so when our teachers are helping students to use the track or encouraging them to use the track, or just when our kids are recognizing that it helps them to be more engaged in the learning and they're excited about getting out there, we're seeing a residual effect coming back into the classroom of kids being more focused, kids being able to do what they need to do and be great learners and citizens in the classroom. And I just don't think we can deny the connection we've seen between our success academically this year and the implementation of the walking program.
And Eric, very quickly, in 30 seconds, I know you can start registering June 6th, kids 12 and under for free.
That's great. Yep, fitoneboise.org.
And September 22nd is race day.
That's correct.
All right. And we will put all of those links on our websites. I want to thank you, Lee, for coming in and talking about your experience with your school. Lee is the principal of Lewis and Clark Elementary School. Eric Stride is the executive director of St. Luke's Fit One Community Health Program. Thanks to both of you. Really appreciate that.
Thank you.